Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet of Maseches Moed Katan. Just wanted to make a quick correction from yesterday from Mishnah Gimel. We were listing things that are allowed to be written on Chol Hamoed for various reasons, and one of those things was Shovrin. I'm not sure how I translated it yesterday, but I just wanted to make it clear that Shovrin that are allowed to be written on Chol Hamoed are receipts for repayment of a loan. So in other words, someone lends someone money, and the guy paid him back, and he said, I'm only basically gonna pay you back if I get this receipt for the fact that I repaid the loan. And so therefore we allow the receipts to be written for this guy so that the transaction can take place of the repayment. Otherwise we're not sure if this guy's ever going to get repaid. But shovrin are receipts for repayment of a loan. Okay, moving forward now, Mishnah Dalet. So it says the Mishnah, continuing in some of the halachos of writing on Chol Hamoed, in kosin shtari chov b'moed, a person cannot write a loan document on Chol Hamoed. And seemingly the case is, as we'll see in a moment, only if the lender is willing to lend money without receiving a document are we not allowed to write loan documents. However, if the lender does not trust the borrower and he won't give the loan without some sort of documentation, or in another situation, let's say the scribe who we would have gotten to write the loan document, he doesn't have any food, he doesn't have what to eat, he needs the job of writing the document so that he can earn money to buy food for Yontif. In either of these cases, whether he won't lend it without the document or if the scribe needs money, then he is allowed to write the document. He's allowed to have this document written, this loan document, put together. So you think in general, so maybe I'm allowed to not write random documents or things like that, but what about things for mitzvos? So says the Mishnah, no. I can't even write Torah scrolls, or I can't write tefillin, or I can't write mezuzos on Chol Hamoed, even though they're for mitzvah purposes. And so says the Mishnah very strongly, I can't even correct a single letter in the Torah scroll of the Azara, of the temple courtyard. This is the Torah that the Kohen Gadol would use to read on Yom Kippur. So even this Torah you can't correct on Chol Hamoed, in Kol Shekein, for sure any other Sefer Torah you would not be able to correct. Now what's going on over here? So just a quick explanation. So if you do need a Sefer Torah for the Chag, then seemingly you could correct it. Seemingly, maybe you can even write it, one can argue. We're talking about over here where the Torah would not be needed at all. So that's when you can't correct. I mean, this is Yom Kippur Torah that we're talking about, so that can be corrected. And what about tefillin and mezuzah? So let's say I need a tefillin or mezuzah for the Chag. So the implication is the Mefarshim explain, is that you can actually not write tefillin or mezuzahs on the Chag. And the reason why is because even though we are docha the prohibition of having someone write professionally, like a Torah or something like that, we would do that for Chol Hamoed for public purposes. We are not docha that iser for a personal use. So even if you need tefillin, too bad, you got to find it somewhere else. You cannot write your own tefillin on Chol Hamoed. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says kosev adam tefillin and mezuzos lasmos. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to disagree. He says no, a person can write tefillin or mezuzos for himself so that he can fill the mitzvah tefillin or mezuzah, but he can't do it to sell them. So in other words, if he needs it to use it on yontif, he can, but not for the purpose of selling them. Okay, v'tove al yerecho techelas letzisi so. And says Rabbi Yehuda, you can even spin your techelas wool, right? You need to wear techelas on your tzitzis. So you can even spin the techelas wool. How do you do it? He should do it against his thigh to use in his tzitzis. So what does it mean against his thigh? So there are other ways you can do it. So no. So says Rabbi Yehuda, you can do this in an unusual way is how you're allowed to do it. But you are allowed to do it if you need the tzitzis for the chag. Okay. We're now up to Mishnah 5, and the next five Mishnayos will take us to the end of the Perek and the end of the Masechta, and they also, as we said in the beginning, deal with the halachos of Avelus. So let's jump in. We'll explain any concepts as they come up. So it says the Mishnah, Hey, Hakover es meso shlosha yamim kodem laregel. Let's say a person buries his dead relative, right? One of the seven korovim. So he buries his dead relative 3 or more days before a festival. Batla Himenu Gezeiras Shiva. So if that's the case, if he buries his dead relative three or more days before a festival, then Shiva is cancelled for this person, and he would not have to observe any more Shiva after the Chag. The Shloshim, the implication of this is that the Shloshim is not cancelled. Shmona, let's say the burial took place eight or more days before the festival, so in other words, Shiva ended, and the Shloshim began before the festival arrived. Batla Himenu Gezeiras Shloshim. Then the law of Shloshim is cancelled for him, and he does not have to observe the rest of Shloshim after the festival. So this obviously is not exactly how we observe the halacha nowadays, but that is what the Mishnah says. And then the Mishnah has a question. Well, what about Shabbos? Can Shabbos be mevatel a Shiva? So says the Mishnah, Mipnesha Amru, it's because the earlier Chachamim said, Shabbos Ola Ve'ina Mafsekas, that Shabbos counts as one of the days of a Shiva and doesn't cut it short. Rather, it's just that the Shiva continues after Shabbos, and the reason why is because, as many explain, because, very simple, you can never have a Shiva then. It's called Shiva, but you never be able to have a Shiva if you don't count Shabbos. So Shabbos therefore counts, as one of the days of Shiva, and it does not cut it short. Regalim mafsikin ve'inan olin, whereas festivals, say Chazal, they cut the Shiva short, and they don't count towards the Shiva. That brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, God willing, next Mishnah above. For now, we will stop right here.